Coming straight from Mike's basement, this is a Kentucky Football Carpool Show.
Or KFC if you're fat.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Mike.
All right, welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right, we're getting ready for this Mississippi State game. How you feel?
Excited, nervous, all sorts of emotions.
It's definitely a huge game.
Probably the biggest in the Stoop era.
Yeah, probably. The traffic wasn't very good. We're 2 hours, about an hour and a half early. Which that's making me a little worried.
There is no traffic at all.
No, not coming in at all. In the Florida game last year, there was a ton of traffic.
In all fairness, though, it's not really a good day at tailgate. It's been overcast, rainy, all day.
It feels really good outside. So
it does.
The rain stays away, it'd be really perfect.
It's a fat man's dream weather right now.
Oh, that's for sure. Definitely fat man weather again. So do you think it's the biggest game of Stoops here?
I think it is. If not, it's very close. Very close to being. Maybe the Florida games have been.
I think it's a really important game because we could take another step. I thought the Florida game was the most important game of his era to get over that hump, because you can't take a team serious that's lost 32 straight teams to another team.
I think this would be, if we can get the win here, this would be the best win of his era. The number 14 team in the country, and this is a really good Mississippi State team.
What's the bullshit? We should be ranked already.
Oh, yeah, we should be.
I mean, Boston College was 24th, and they just got demolished today.
Yeah, they fucking suck.
So, I don't know. I don't get it, but yeah, I definitely think to get some respect, because I watched the game day today, and Corso was laughing at us.
Dude, that old crazy bastard just go ahead
and
retire.
He knows where the fuck he's at anymore.
No, he's out of his fucking mind.
Oh, definitely. But Kurt gave us a little bit of a whatever.
A little respect,
but when he went to Corso, all he talked about was the games that Mississippi State had in front of him, and then he said, today's a big blowout. Unbelievable to me. I mean, any team that goes down in the swamp and wins, you're a decent team.
Right.
And we're on our home field, and don't seem to get blown out here. But we were at the Georgia game a couple years ago, and we got killed. So yeah,
this is the best. This is a better Kentucky team than 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever that was.
Even though I hate the rain, I think the rain benefits us because Snell will be running all over them.
Snell, yeah, you can't sleep on their running back though. That Hill kid's really
he's good. Obviously,
his stats are really fucking good.
We can't stop. It seems like we can't stop
a running quarterback.
A dual threat. We cannot stop him.
No.
We did pretty good against Dak Prescott, but
yeah,
a few years back. But definitely trash talking back and forth. It's really my kind of game.
Yeah. And Snell and Hill are actually pretty even if you look at their stats. Snell's got 62 carries, 375 yards, 3 touchdowns. His long is 52 yards, averaging 6 yards a carry. That Hill kid is 32 attempts, 293 yards, 9.2 yards average with 3 touchdowns, and his long is also 52.
But I feel like we're playing better competition.
I think we're a better overall team.
I mean, I think we've played better teams so far, and I think Mississippi State's a really good freaking team.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were going to kind of take a step back after Mullins, but they didn't.
No, I think they have a pretty good coach, but I think we have the better coach this game. I don't say that very often.
No, I agree with you there. So, I guess give us some more stats then if we're going to – we're trying to break it down a little bit.
Break it down. Touchdowns on the year. Again, Mississippi State's played garbage teams.
Yeah.
But they have 21 touchdowns to our 15. They have 935 rushing yards this year to our 847. But we've played better teams.
I mean, I feel like we've played an overall better schedule so far.
And they have 828 passing yards to our 562, but we're not a throwing team.
No, but he looked a lot better last week than he did the last two,
he's
two
improved.
Weeks prior.
He's improved every week.
Oh, he really has. And he's really, really fast if you really watch him.
He's unbelievably fast.
I mean, I know he was recruited by Oregon, so obviously
right,
he's going to
be
fast.
Fast, for sure.
For sure. But I just think if he limits the turnovers today, we'll have a really good shot.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if we limit our turnovers to like one or two, I think we're still in the ball game. But if you can limit to zero, I think we're winning this game.
I think we live and die by how Terry plays tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And I think apparently they were all talking about Mississippi State's defensive line, how great they are, and blah, blah, blah. That's great, but we have a pretty damn good offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
A veteran offensive line.
For sure.
I don't know. But
I think we're going to run the ball in pretty well. I think we can run any team in the country except maybe Alabama and Clemson.
Yeah, that's not fair. I mean, Alabama, well, Clemson.
Alabama, Clemson's defensive line is the best in the country.
Yeah, but I mean, Alabama's that's not fair. I mean, they got so many good players coming in and out. It's the depth.
Yeah, it's the depth. I think our depth is equal to Mississippi
State. Just like in high school, we had 100 guys out there, and then other teams had 20 guys. I mean, it's you're just going to wear them out because you have so many good players coming back and forth. But
I mean, in all reality, Mississippi State is like the Kentucky of the West. They have really good years, and they have really poor years. The difference is, if you're winning on the West, you're going to get ranked.
Yeah, that's true. So, who's your offensive player of the game?
Terry. I think we either we win this game because of Terry or we lose this game because of Terry.
I'm going to go with Snell for the third straight week. So, but no, I think Snell, in order for us to get something going and help out Wilson, Snell is going to have 100 yards. He's got to have 100 yards, a couple touchdowns for us to even have a shot today. But obviously, I mean, Wilson's a big part of that. And if he ain't throwing the ball, they're just going to put like 8 or 9 in the box.
Right.
You know, but, you know. Yeah. So, defense player of the game.
Defense? I think it's Jordan Jones.
I like that, too. I think Jordan Jones is going to be the guy spying on him today.
Yeah.
And if he can do a good job on that.
If Jordan Jones can shut down Fitzgerald, I think we can take care of everything else.
Oh, for sure, dude. I just think that that's been our Achilles heel.
Yeah,
to not stop
it. If Jordan Jones can't stop a quarterback, then I don't think anybody on our team can because he's fast. He's strong enough to take him down.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Jones is our best option against because Fitzgerald's a monster. He's a big kid.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just like with Lamar last year. We just could not stop that dual threat.
No, but Lamar's a different breed.
Oh, absolutely. But one of the best players ever playing, that's for sure. But
Fitzgerald can fall and pick up 5 yards.
Yeah,
is the problem.
I mean, it's true. He looks like he hasn't taken a step back even after the injury.
No, but he's lost to Kentucky.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I mean, we did beat
and
them.
Let's just hope we don't knock him out because their backup last year destroyed us too.
We also don't have Moss McGinnis kicking field goals anymore either, so we got to get a little bit closer.
A little bit closer.
So, all right. So your defense, your offense, you got Wilson, you got Jones, and I like Benny and I like Jones.
Yeah.
So I think overall those guys have to have a huge game today. It's going to take a group effort, obviously, to win today.
Oh, it's a tough matchup.
It is. I mean,
it's probably the second hardest game on our schedule.
Yeah, I mean, besides Georgia. Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia's the number one.
Even though, I mean, Missouri hung with them today. I don't know if you pay attention or not, but they did hang. They did beat the spread. Missouri did.
Well, that's good.
It was only, I think they won by 13 points, so, and the spread was 14. But I don't know. But that's another week.
Yep. We'll worry about that game when we get there.
So what's your prediction?
Prediction, final score, 24-21.
Who?
Kentucky.
I'll take 30.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
That's right. I'll take 35-31, Kentucky. I think it's going to be kind of a shootout. I don't know if our defense can really stop them, but I don't think that they can stop us either.
I think both teams are just going to run the clock out. Maybe. That's why I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair.
I just want to win. How about the angry dad today? He's going to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. He's going to cuss out Stoops at least 10 times.
I mean, he was cussing out UK fans a couple weeks ago, so
yeah,
he's like.
But those UK fans, they were pretty shitty fans.
Yeah, but you can't come and start talking shit to the guy that's been sitting there. What did he say last week?
Since 2000.
Yeah, so
you said it since 2000. He can be as bitter and pissed off as he wants.
Yeah, I feel like you can be a shitty UK fan if you're always there.
Yeah, like these guys have never been there since we've been sitting there. All of a sudden, they're gonna.
Well, they're never gonna be back, so they're just like some fucking clowns. But
yeah,
I'm hoping for a big crowd today. Those are the best.
Yeah, hopefully I'm worried it's not going to be a big crowd.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little worried about
it. Like,
it's still kind of pretty
40% full. It's not even 50%, I don't think.
If they don't show up at least 95%, I'm going to be pissed. But I get it. People, I mean, the tickets are rising, and it's just
the prices bullshit. Are stupid.
Bullshit. That's what it is. I think we're USC in football. Some people do. But
right.
All right. I guess we're talking about what I'm drinking today. I'm going to go with Makers again.
Makers, huh?
We won last time with it, so.
Yeah, keep the tradition going.
Why not? You know, well, last week I had, what did I have last week? Wild Turkey.
Wild Turkey.
The first week I had.
Why'd you switch it up?
Well, because the first week I had Maker's Mark.
Makers, okay.
And I drank Makers the Florida game, too.
Okay, so. Fair enough.
And I drank a shitload that whole weekend of everything. So, yeah, pretty much everything picked out. Because I drank Knob Creek earlier today, but that's either here or there. All right, well, hopefully we get a win today. Hopefully the crowd shows up. Hopefully the weather holds up, but if it rains, I won't be too sad about it. It's just, it feels great out here, and
it feels amazing.
Soaking wet.
I got my poncho.
Yeah, I got my poncho too. They keep sending me some for the season tickets. So I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know how good they are. I've yet to pull them out.
The last time I wore this poncho, we beat South Carolina, so I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, and I'm a week away from my wedding, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just ready for it. So come to section 17, row 45, seats 11-13. Give us a Yeti call. Give us a fuck you or whatever. We'll tell you, fuck you, Bulldogs, this week.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, go Cats. Let's hope we get a win today. Go Stoops. He needs this. Team needs this. Let's go.
Big game.
Yes. That's for sure.
Fuck you.